Blog Talk Radio.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. In my thoughts, in my words, what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. And therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Day and night, I cry to you, my God.
Day and night, I cry to you, my God.
Lord, my God, I call for help by day. I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O, turn your ear to my cry.
For my soul is filled with evil. My life is on the brink of the grave. I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength.
Like one alone among the dead, like the slain lying in their graves, like those you remember no more, cut off as they are from your hand.
You have laid me in the depths of the tomb. in places that are dark, in the depths. Your anger weighs down upon me. I am drowned beneath your waves.
You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief.
I call to you, Lord, all the day long. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shade stand and praise you?
Will your love be told in the grave, or your faithfulness among the dead? Your wonders be known in the dark, or your justice in the land of oblivion?
As for me, Lord, I call to you for help. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide your face?
Wretched, close to death from my youth, I have come, I have borne your trials. I am numb. Your fury has swept down upon me. Your terrors have utterly destroyed me.
They surround me all day like a flood. They assail me all together. Friend and neighbor you have taken away. My one companion is darkness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Day and night, I cry to you, my God.
A reading from Jeremiah. You are in our midst, O Lord. Your name we bear. Do not forsake us, O Lord our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. We have the prayers of the faithful. I'm going to start off by praying for all the animals that are abused and neglected. We pray for the intercession of St. Francis, that they may be protected. I'd like to pray for all of the homeless, that they may be safe and warm during the winter. Deacon Mike would like to pray for Ruby Harrison, that her breast cancer is under control. And for Cherie Lewis, for a peaceful death. Bishop David would like to pray for Stephen O'Connor, who was recently diagnosed with MS, Nicholas would like to pray for safe travel for people traveling this winter. Is there anyone else who has any prayers they'd like to mention? Okay. We humbly pray, Lord, that you hear these prayers, those spoken and those kept within our hearts. With this intention, the church humbly prays. All-powerful God, keep us united with your Son in his death and burial, so that we may rise to new life with him who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.